Thank you, and it's great to be here. It's great to be back home in Indiana. You know, my farm's just 30 miles down the road. Unfortunately, they're keeping us way too busy to go back to the farm, but being here today is so exciting, and this partnership that we have with NASCAR and is really going to help our industry get our message out there. As Rick Tolman alluded to a few moments ago, there's a lot of people that want to pass out misinformation, sometimes outright lies about our industry, whether it's food versus fuel. And we all know that that is probably one of the biggest campaigns of misinformation that we've faced. And it's whether or not we move forward in getting our message out to the American people. And I've said it many times, there's no sport more American than NASCAR, and there's no fuel more American than ethanol. And this partnership and this combination allows us to move forward, whether it's clearing the hurdles of the blend wall, reducing our dependence on foreign oil, creating jobs right here in America that can't be outsourced, or good public policy to invest in tearing down the barriers so we have access to the consumer marketplace and so our industry can continue to grow. It's indeed an honor. At this time, I am extremely honored to introduce Brian France. Brian's the chairman, CEO of NASCAR. Please give him a big round of applause.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you all. Interesting, because we've been studying this for a couple years before we entered into our partnership. And so I've gotten firsthand an opportunity to learn about your industry and learn about all these myths that, frankly, were thrown at us when we considered, because remember, it was a two-step process. We wanted to get the right fuel that was American-made, this kind of a biofuel and ethanol. We also wanted to do it with lower emissions, carbon emissions, and take a step in a green direction for NASCAR. Had to meet both of those criteria, but the biggest criteria that it had to meet was on the racetrack. And that's where an awful lot of myths came our way, that it wasn't high performance enough, it had other issues, there would be fuel mileage problems. And you know, the truth of it is, we just our industry, with a lot of testing in the most difficult circumstances, 500 miles, 200 miles an hour, this fuel has been a great fuel for NASCAR, and we're happy to be your partner.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You know, from our partnership on the American ethanol side, we looked at NASCAR as really a third-party validator to all the hard work and effort that this industry has done, from the farmers and our partners with the corn growers and others. And your fans, Brian, are legendary for their loyalty to the sport. And what is it, 80 million, 100 million annual followers of the sport?
It's a lot. It's a it's a big number, and that's true, Tom. They are very loyal. They understand the partnership, sponsorship that goes into to our sport and providing the sport. It is unique in that there are no home teams. You see the brands actually, branding right into the playing field in our situation on the racetrack with the team sponsorships, league sponsorships, and there's a connection that is made from that because our fans know without, the fuel provider, without Goodyear, without a number of other companies, the kind of quality of racing wouldn't be where it is, and there's always been a commercial connection that we've tried to nurture as we went along.
So how's it going this year? I hear fan viewership is up, fan attendance is up. Can we say that's because of ethanol?
Well, of course we
Speeds
can.
Speeds up?
We can today with this group. No, we're still, look, the economy, as most of you know, is still wobbly. That said, we've seen some attendance shifts in a good direction. We've seen the demographic that our advertisers really want, the younger demographic, take a dramatic turn to the good with us. So it's still not, in my view, simple. You still got companies that are unsure about public policy and where that's all going to go, and you know that as small business owners and big business owners in this room today, as well as I do. But all that said, you know, we got off to a fast start in Daytona with this young 21-year-old social media skateboarding in the morning and then wins the Daytona 500 in the afternoon, and that was kind of a great story. And then, you know, the partnership that we've had here with a lot of testing, a lot of anticipation of you know, because remember, if we have a problem with our engines, you know, we can't race the events. I mean, that's, you know, there's nothing more significant than that. So we had to have a lot of confidence in your industry, in the in the technology that was promised, and our team owners, drivers, and alike had to do the same. And I got to tell you, as I mentioned earlier, that's all played out, you know, and as well as we could hope for. We've had absolutely flawless fuel, no interruptions, and what we always thought was that we could help you in two ways. We could be that validator to get some of those myths just absolutely squashed, and then we can help you from a visibility standpoint, because you know we're racing with millions of people watching, you know, your product, your fuel, you know, in the cars every weekend. Our political leaders understand that too, who, depending on what market, have a, we've always had a good relationship with Washington, as good as you can have. And so there's a number of things in this partnership over time, and the more the industry sees the assets for what they are and can join in and utilize those assets, this can be even better than we had predicted. So we're real pleased and thrilled.
Well, it was quite impressive at the Daytona 500 when the cars came around to get the green flag to see 100,000 little miniature green flags that said American Ethanol.
150,000.
150,000.
Who's counting?
Straight away. It was impressive. And you know, I don't know how many people have seen it on TV, but maybe you want to explain the green flag, first time in history that NASCAR has put a logo on it.
It is. It was sort of an area we just didn't commercialize, but this partnership, because it had that green component, which is very important, and, you know, as well as the port around the on the cars where they fuel them, also has a ethanol green emblazoned in it. So. Yeah, and that was symbolic, but important that we start every NASCAR race with the ethanol Sunoco Green 15.
Sure. Well, and the partnership's a little bit different, and you know, I know we all had these discussions early on. We don't sell a branded product; we're branding American Ethanol, and we have a broad partnership with corn growers and a number of partners within the supply industry and ethanol plants. So it's branded under American Ethanol, which is a little unique for your industry, right?
It is unique. And you know, it's also different for us, too, because we only have two partnerships in all of NASCAR that are sort of the centerpiece of competition. You know, one being Goodyear's, because obviously the complications in providing the right tire, and the other is the fuel. And so, you know, you're a partner, you're a supplier, you're a necessary, you know, partner to actually perform on the racetrack. So it is, and then, as you said, Tom, isn't just one brand or one company, it's an entire industry. And I think that's part of the over time, what we're going to want to accomplish with your industry is, As I just mentioned, there's going to be assets that are going to be available to you. Maybe not that makes sense right today, but they will maybe tomorrow. That we're going to be your partner to try to advance this industry to the proper place that it needs to. Because we, you know, once you get involved and you get, we've met with so many people in this room, and our people are really dialed in. We become kind of mini evangelists for you, because we believe in it. We agree that of all of the key points about energy independence, about American-made, about a fuel that works right, that's driving carbon emissions down, all the things that you're well aware of in this room, the great news is our industry is dialed into that, and I know we're going to be a good partner, not just today, but going forward.
Yeah, kind of fits like a glove into the racing glove, right? We had a lot of common complaints that we hear from critics out there is about the performance. And, you know, I know going into it, you guys did a lot of testing. What kind of feedback have you had from the racing teams about the performance of the fuel?
You know, they would tell you that it's higher in combustion. They would tell you that that the mileage is a very small, noticeable decrease, very, very, very small. And they would also tell you that most of the mist, and they got brought to my desk when we were looking at this. So people that don't want to see, for whatever the reason, this industry advance, that it just isn't true, and it isn't true that it has some impact on the, depending on what engine size you're looking at, or performance, or fuel mileage, or any of the rest. And it, we're very pleased that the fuels work flawlessly.
Yeah, you know, shortly after this partnership was announced last year, I was on the way home and I turned on the NASCAR channel on Sirius XM, and the sports host, I think a guy named Dave Moody, was taking call-ins. And one caller called in and said, boy, NASCAR's really messed up now. They're going to ethanol. Those engines are going to blow up. They're not going to get good fuel mileage. They'll never make the race. And Dave Moody said, well, not according to NASCAR. And this caller goes, oh, really? And the announcer said, yeah. He said, they're going to get better horsepower. The mileage loss is not going to be there. And it's a better performance fuel. And the guy goes, okay, well, if NASCAR says it's okay, then it's okay for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's the power that you guys bring to our side of the equation is the fan loyalty, that third-party validation. And I really think that is going to help our industry dispel these myths.
Well, it will. And you should, if anybody ever told me, if I were in your industry, that, if I heard one more lawnmower story, I'll tell you. But I would say, look, turn your TV on Sunday and watch the highest performing cars in the world, in the most grueling circumstances. It's case closed. It's all over. This industry wins on that point alone.
Sure. And your followers and your fans are without a doubt some of the strongest advocates for America. They're patriots. They're true Americans. And when we stop and look at our nation's energy policy and our addiction to foreign oil for 40 years, it seemed like to me when I go to the tracks and talk to some of the fans, that's a big, strong argument for moving to homegrown renewable fuel.
I think that's right. I think, our fans, and by the way, our fans drive further and stay longer, have obviously more RVs and so on and so forth. They're more affected by far in the economy when fuel prices go the wrong way. And so, and that's happened, in the spring and early summer and so on. And so they are making a connection that is, you've got a lot of really, when you study it and you really know it, and I profess to say I know a small amount of what this room can ever know, but the reality of what solution this can be for America, and your industry leaders know that. I mean know that in a big way, and we're going to help you tell that story over time.
That's great. Yeah. Well, you're a third of the way through the season, and it's a very competitive race for the championship. You've had a few high-profile races that have really shocked everyone, the outcome. You mentioned Daytona. You're seeing a lot of the younger drivers step up this year. Any words of wisdom you want to give to the fans?
Well, a couple of years ago, we can over-regulate things in our world, and we sort of dialed that back. In other words, let the drivers mix it up a little bit differently. And of course, there's a little controversy from time to time when you do that. But we're in the contact racing business, but the season is unfolding. And you know, we have a slight change for the Chase, which is our form of the playoffs, which is a wild card way to get in. We always take 12 drivers, but in this year, the last two will be based on wins. How many wins you have, the top 10 will be set, and then the other two will get in if you've got enough wins. And, you know, there's some notable drivers like Jeff Gordon and others that are hovering around that 10th spot that winning is going to matter. And you can see that intensity coming forward in our deal. But, yeah, the racing has never been better. That's our hallmark. That's what we've got to do a whole lot of things right in a given day, week, and year. But in the end for us, as I always say, the stake on the plate is, you know, that close competitive racing that and then that produces storylines and that produces, you know, what we're all about. So, but it's going good. And I'm looking forward to, you know, Jimmy Johnson. I mean, imagine a five-time in a row, unbelievable. And he sort of had a so-so year, but we'll see how if he can pull off six. It'd be astonishing, but who knows? That's the fun of sports.
Sure, sure. From our perspective, the partnership has worked really well. We want to change the minds and the souls of Americans about ethanol and change that negative image that some of them have. And from your perspective, yes or no, has it worked?
Well, I think, of course, I think it's done what we wanted to do. I think the true test of anything is over a longer period of time. But look, think about all the things that could have happened that didn't even come close to happening. And, and that's in thanks to this industry to help make sure that we transitioned to this biofuel the right way. And I absolutely think that, and I really believe this, I really think that the more this industry, and that's why I'm glad we're here today. I'm glad our group will speak on another panel here later on. Because we want you to know that we're right in your corner, and we want you to know that we're the, you know, as I said many, many times today, you know, can be an incredible validator of all the things that matter to this industry, and we can do it on a big stage, be very visible and high impact, and that will take time for this industry, frankly, to sort out what exactly is going to work best for each portion of the industry. And we understand, so it's going to be, a little time, but we're extremely excited about the fast start and what this partnership means now and in the future.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the myths out there is this whole food versus fuel thing, and that was sort of a manufactured campaign that started in 2007, 2008. Everyone in this room knows that the type of feedstock we use is animal feed. Number two, yellow corn. It's not canned corn, sweet corn, popcorn, or even candy corn. But a lot of people have that impression. How do you think, what's a good way for us to work with you to get that message across that what we're using out here is not driving up food prices or hunger or any other of the challenges we face? So any ideas that you and your team... I have to say, working with the NASCAR folks, they are the most professional people I've ever worked with. They're smart, they understand marketing, they understand what we want to do. So any good advice?
Right? You know, it's interesting. I'd asked, we were sitting down there talking, Tom and I were earlier, and I asked that question. I certainly knew about the performance and knew about other things, but that's now because food prices have risen in recent months. And that's just not quite fully known. And so I think, some messaging, you know, I can only tell you on the NASCAR front, trying to control your own message, is obviously going to be critical. We can do some things, because we worked a lot on performance with how we wanted to message this relationship early on, which was obviously the top line of importance. But over time, we should add with our drivers and others when we're racing, particularly when we're making stops in Chicago and Kansas and other places in the Midwest. We should be talking about that a little bit, on shows, on things, and helping you sort of, launch in. And then I will tell you one other thing that, and I heard earlier about, your social media strategies that are coming on a little bit, and that's where NASCAR has zeroed in an enormous effort because that's how, you really reach people, and particularly young people today, and shape a message. And so I would tell you, based on what I know, that's the new frontier of mediums. And the good news is, because you're a little bit like our industry, we've got a lot of myths, too, that we have to always stamp out. And, that we're only a Southern sport. We don't do as well here and don't do as well. That's not true. But in social media, the difference is that traditional media has a certain way to cover this industry, this event, and whatever else. They also have a bunch of restrictions, with in particular daily newspapers and so on. And social media obviously has neither. They have no restrictions in space, and they have no predisposed, way to cover any particular issue. And so, if I were this industry, I would be, zeroed in on controlling the new frontier of media.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is our biggest undertaking as an industry, our partnership with NASCAR on getting that message out. And I just want to say thank you, and thank you to all your team. It's been a great partnership. We're just part of the way through the first year. We want to make it a long-term partnership that works to change the minds and souls of people about ethanol and NASCAR. What a great sport it is. I thank you. I commend you. I should give a big round of applause.
Oh, no. Thank you. But really, the applause ought to go to the leaders of your industry who, this isn't easy because there's a big financial commitment. There's a big integration commitment. There's a big commitment in a lot of fronts that are unusual for an industry that hasn't really marketed itself on big stages often. And but your industry leaders have figured out this is the right stage, and they've done it the right way too. So it's not just NASCAR permitting. This is a true relationship that is going to get better. It's going to get bigger, and there's a lot of forethought that went into and a lot of educating our people. We spent a lot of time going out to retreats, to plants, to understand how we would get comfortable, number one, and number two, how we could be a good partner if we were able to strike a relationship. So there was a lot of work done, Tom, and it's on both sides, and it's demonstrating the fruits of that hard work.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I really do. Good to be here.
Yeah. Great job.